House Bill 1294, an act to revise and supplement certain powers of the South Dakota Building Authority and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1294 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, House Bill 1294 as introduced simply intended to give the Building Authority proper the same investment options for its funds, particularly the escrow funds, as the special purpose corporation that was established to execute a securitization of South Dakota's tobacco settlement payments. But another section of the bill provides a little bit more meat to this bill, and it allows the governor to enter into a securitization agreement through which we would issue taxable bonds. Currently under state law, we are limited to issuing tax-exempt bonds. And when we passed that law a year ago, that was probably about the right thing to do. Those were the kinds of issues that were being made at that time. However, since then, in March of last year, about $735 million were issued by South Carolina, and of that, $200 million of that $734 million were taxable. Since then, also Iowa has done something very similar. They issued a $600 million tax-exempt bond issue and then also a $40 million taxable bond issue at the same time, again, to securitize the tobacco payment settlements. This does not go to the issue of whether you believe in securitization or not. We debated that issue last year. I think we made the right decision when we decided, yes, that was the right thing to do. In fact, if you recall, or if some of you may be aware, we recently received a payment under the tax, under the tobacco payment settlement agreement, which was about 25% short of our projections. So if that is any indication of what the future may hold, certainly then securitization would remain a course we should consider. However, again, that is not what is before us. That was decided upon last year. What is before us is whether to allow the state to sell taxable bonds in addition to tax-exempt bonds in order to put together a securitization package. And I believe that is a good course to follow, and I ask the Senate to support that course with a yes vote.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I think one thing we need to keep in mind here is that most of the bonds that have been sold have been for about 50 cents on the dollar. So if you're willing to trade your tobacco funds and future payments for 50 cents on the dollar, then I suggest you support the bill. If you think we're going to receive the funds, then I suggest you don't do that. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Moore.
I have a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Dugard, can you tell the body how much we've received in tobacco settlement payments up to this point?
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. No, I don't have those figures with me.
Senator Dugard, can you tell me how much we would get if we securitize by selling bonds?
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President, and thank you for the question, Senator Moore. In committee, we discussed this, and the point I made in committee is the same point I'll make today, and that is the amount of money we would receive under the tobacco settlement payments is a stream of payments. And to determine whether the amount we'd get under securitization is the correct amount, you have to make a lot of assumptions about what those payments, what are we giving up? In other words, if we securitize, we are accepting one lump sum as opposed to a stream of payments. And to determine in a logical fashion what lump sum is the right lump sum, one has to assume that we're going to receive a certain stream. And those assumptions are guesses, admittedly guesses. And in fact, that is the reason to vote for securitization a year ago. When we can't tell what we're going to get in our stream of payments, we take the risk that they're going to be less than we bargained for in the settlement agreement. Securitization brings certainty to that. So I think if the point is that it's difficult to tell what is the right amount, I think one can look and say, did the governor jump in with both feet and securitize the stream of payments when the interest rates weren't to his liking? And the answer is no. If he was going to jump at the first option available, why didn't he securitize last year? The answer is, in his judgment, the lump sum that would have been available was not worth the risk that we avoid. I think that by voting for this bill and allowing the governor to include taxable bonds in addition to the tax-free bonds, you give the governor more options to choose among and more packages that could be considered reducing the risk and accepting a lump sum payment as opposed to the stream of uncertain payments that we are otherwise faced with.
Senator Moore, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, I guess I really didn't get an answer. The only definitive answer I got was that there's a great deal of uncertainty in the whole issue here. That is the one thing I am sure of. I quite frankly am a little bit concerned about we weren't able to sell the tax-exempt bonds last year. I don't know what makes us think we're going to be able to sell taxable bonds this year at a higher rate than tax-exempt bonds. I guess I'm at this point, you know, we've been receiving this money for 2 or 3 years. I think that we're probably would better serve ourselves at this point in time looking at the revenues that we have received, and that's $114 million by the end of this year. I think that we're better off taking that steady stream of revenues in from the tobacco companies rather than to take a lot of unforeseen variables in the future which may or may not be there for us. So I would urge you to resist this bill. Thank you.
Madam President.
Further remarks, Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question for the author, if I could.
State your question.
Senator Dugard, last year when we had this whole process in front of us, we were furnished a bunch of charts as to cost, paybacks, interest rates, and so forth on the non-taxable bond process that was passed in last year's legislature. What is the difference in those rates and in those paybacks? Where do the lines cross on a process such as taxable bonds over non-taxables?
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you for the question, Senator Simmons. There is no proposed package on the table. There's no proposed deal that we're being asked to approve or disapprove. In fact, the issue of whether to securitize or not is behind us. I think to raise that issue is not germane to the issue that is in the bill, and that is, should the governor be allowed to consider taxable bonds in addition to tax-exempt bonds as a kind of bond that may be issued to securitize the tax or the stream of payments?
Senators.
So there is no package or crossover point that is being presented to us.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I understand there's not a package, but isn't it true that there would be a considerable difference in cost of those bonds, basically at any given time between taxables and non-taxables? And has any of that research been done?
Senator Dugard.
Madam President, well, I think it's noteworthy to observe that three other states have found it worthy of considering this kind of approach, one of them being our immediate neighbor, Iowa. And so I think that is an indication that there are circumstances, and certainly it depends upon the relationship of taxable interest rates versus tax-free. There'll be some times when taxable interest rates and tax-free interest rates are very close. In fact, they are quite close. They were closer earlier in this year, and in December they are much closer than they are today. So if this would have been in place a year ago, maybe December would have been the best time. But that's not to say that time might not arise again. And so again, I think this gives our governor the opportunity to make decisions when the market conditions are right.
Senator Simmons.
One more question, if I
please.
Could. Thank you, Madam President. Do you know, Senator Dugard, have other states gone into the trust fund? Because under our process, if I'm not mistaken, whether we bond for those future payments or not, all of that money goes into the trust fund. That's what we're set up. Have any of the other states done this, or have they made decisions to do the bonding on the basis of being able to use the money immediately in its entirety, or have they made those decisions based solely on protecting the future payments?
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator Simmons. That does raise two good points that I'd like to address. One is, in direct response, I don't know whether other states have set up trust funds as we have, but you're correct, and I should have brought that out in my introduction of the bill. Regardless of whether securitization does take place, whether the payments from the tobacco settlement come to us as they are scheduled to come, or come in some reduced manner as they're scheduled to come, those payments go into the Educational Enhancement Trust Fund, and that's where they will stay. If we securitize, the lump sum payment that we would receive in that securitization process would also go into the trust. But one thing that does differ including taxable bonds is that you might recall last year when we were debating this issue, if we would sell tax-exempt bonds, we would be restricted by federal tax laws to utilize the proceeds for special projects, something outside the ordinary needs of government, so to build a building, or in the case we were discussing last year, possibly a scholarship program outside the normal course of government needs. To the extent that we include taxable bonds as part of the package, those restrictions are no longer there. We could use those proceeds for ordinary and ongoing expenses of government, including education, to the extent that they are. I do think, though, that the trust fund, to the extent that the language of the trust indicates an intention that education be enhanced, would keep us in the box, if you will, of providing something new and different as opposed to the ordinary ongoing expenses. But I appreciate your comments and gave me the opportunity to clarify those things.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator Dugard. You know, let's not have the wrong idea on this issue. Whether they are guaranteed by bond payments in the future, the state of South Dakota will end up paying the bill, no matter how many years it takes to collect those funds, no matter what happens. And if we do securitize, those funds go into the trust fund. We can only use the interest off that trust fund. That does not change anything. Are we doing something great here? I don't see a big import to this bill one way or the other, but I think everybody's got to understand what we are doing. And I do believe that no matter what happens, if they are included in the taxable bond side of it, they will cost the state more in the long run than if we do the non-taxable bond issues. So I just want you to be aware of that.
Further remarks? Senator Evers.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, in large part, I agree with Senator Simmons, at least in the respect that this isn't a major move. In fact, we should have included taxable bonds when we passed securitization during the last session. The issue before us is, as Senator Dugard said, not a matter of securitization. We've made that decision. This is an issue of whether they can be taxable bonds as well as tax exempt. We didn't do that, if you recall, because there was concern between our enactment of securitization and the April ballot that our voters had before them, the constitutional amendment to enact our trust fund, the taxable projects would be somehow securitized before that decision was made. And it was simply a fear factor on the part of a few legislators that kept taxable out of the equation. And now that the voters have gone on to pass our trust fund, it doesn't really matter, because whether we make the decision to securitize for taxable or non-taxable purposes, all the proceeds go into the trust fund. So it's still a matter of discretion and judgment about whether to securitize. And if we do it now, we can take advantage of every economic circumstance as long as we have both taxable and tax exempt as part of the equation. It gives us more flexibility to maximize whatever we need to do for purposes of securitization. And I think it's worth noting that we haven't found the best opportunity to securitize, or we would have taken advantage of it. It's been something that the governor himself has closely watched and refrained from doing, because he is going to make a hard bargain and the best one for the state if he chooses to make that option. So I'd encourage you to go ahead and give us the flexibility to securitize for the best purpose possible and include taxable. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing on the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1294, reminding the body this does require a two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers? Senator Apa? Senator Boag?
Aye.
Senator Brose?
Point of order.
Senator Brose?
Yes. Is this a two-thirds vote?
It is, because it has an emergency clause.
Thank you.
Senator Brown? Aye. Senator Craddock?
Aye.
Senator Craddock? Dugard? DeHuick?
No.
Dennard?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
Yes.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Hoskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Yeah.
Simmons?
No.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Because of some computer problems, we're going to recheck some of the first votes, please.
Senator Albers, aye. Apa, aye. Boag, aye. Brose, aye. Senator Sutton?
Aye.
Senator Simmons, okay. Madam President. Madam President, ayes 22, nays 12, excused 1.
House Bill 1294 has failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote and is declared lost.
Madam President.
Senator Everest.
Please note my intent to reconsider.
All right. And your other option, Senator, is immediate consideration without the emergency clause. You're choosing to reconsider it with the emergency clause on tomorrow's calendar.
Yes.
Yes.